Page 112, trick, following Borgman, would be to unearth the terrain of complexity of a space under the weight of the device paradigm, and then to carefully discern the things and devices in each space. Borgman's theory is concerned with how technologies affect human identities and human relationships. By extension, whatever can be understood about the dominant artifacts of a space should help us to assess the probable social effects of that space. So by providing a theory for how artifacts socially influence us, Borgman has already provided us with a way to account for spatially influenced identities and relationships. The preferred normative content of social space given the device paradigm should be clear, fixed spaces that give us a sense of place. This is the second reason the device paradigm ought to be easily extended to questions of space. Borgman's theory is in essence a social aesthetic of place and how artifacts shape our everyday sense of place. We are better off, on Borgman's account, when we attach ourselves to a specific location for specific reasons. One might say that our view of the world is thus aesthetically enriched by such interaction. Borgman's is not a theory of how isolated individuals relate to artifacts, but how artifacts shape us in relation to others.